Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I'm Isabel and good morning, good afternoon, good day to everyone listening. Before we move on, I would just like to thank everyone listening for tuning in and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Hey guys, welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. So, let's start this Saturday episode with a weekly recap. So, yun, I'll be continuing doing the highs and lows. So, yeah, I'll be doing that instead. So, let's start with the highs for this week. So, first of all, I got new cases from the case shop Bulacan. I got 3 for myself, 2 for my sister, and I got 2 for my sister and I got a tote bag and they gave free stuff. So that's fun. I posted that on my Instagram. Really, really cute and very affordable. Like, I'm not even worried with the price I paid because it was worth it. So, what else? Piercings. I got new piercings this Wednesday. I got 3. I got for my auricle, which is like my 4th piercing in simpler words. I got helix and I got a flat, which is on the cartilage already. So that's what's up. It doesn't hurt at all, which I'm super happy about. But okay, let's start with the lows. Okay, so the piercings is one of my lows also. It's because I can't use headset. So if you're watching this on YouTube, then you can see I'm wearing headphones. Earphones, I'm sorry. But yeah, I can't wear headset because it's gonna smash it. And also, I can't sleep sideways. So both sides pa naman. So that's really hard for me. My sisters have been waking me up whenever they see me in the middle of the night sleeping on my side. So what else for my lows? For my lows also, we had a doctor's appointment last Wednesday again. Yeah, we were out on Wednesday the whole day. We had dentists and doctors. Anyway, our doctor said that I need to have ultrasound to check if I have endometriosis. So I have a paper here because I don't memorize it. It's so long. Endometriosis. It's basically a disorder. I'm not sure, but you can search it up. I think it's because my back has been hurting. So that's why. Okay. What's up this week? First of all, Billie Eilish, what the heck? Her wig. She's been using a wig, the green on top and the black on the bottom. It's a wig. She's blonde. Well, I didn't expect that, honestly. But you know what? She's beautiful either way. So, I love Billie. Also, she just won the Grammy's Record of the Year, I believe. So, I really love her. She was super humble and even made a speech about Megan. So, let's talk about the Grammy. So, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh my gosh. I love her. I'm super proud of her. Rap of the Year, I believe. Savage with Beyonce, with Queen Bee, of course. Beyonce, one of my idols, one of my inspirations. She's just beautiful and she's so talented. She also won a Grammy, I believe. And I think she's holding the record right now of having the most Grammy awards for both female and male. So I just love her. She's amazing. She's a queen. Like, literal, na queen. What else? BTS didn't win an award. But It's fine. Maybe they will next time. But let's talk about their performance. They had an amazing performance on like the rooftop of a building, which was insane. So that's really great. Also, it's like the first time Yoongi or Suga danced in a long time. So I was very happy seeing him dance again. And I can see he was so excited. So I was so happy while watching that. Dua Lipa, oh my gosh, she's just amazing. Her performance, I was so surprised because she can dance. And she was so good in her performance in Grammy. So also her outfit, stunning. What else? Harry Styles won an award for the first time. I'm so proud of him. I know he deserves it. So yeah. Also Taylor Swift won an award, which is so insane. I think it's album of the year. But yeah, I'm super proud of her. She's so good also. Who else? So yeah, I think that's all I know. Post Malone hasn't, like, he's not winning a Grammy yet. I think it's like his third or second year getting nominated, but then he still didn't get an award. Well, Circles is good naman, but then it's really competitive there. So he's competing with also good artists. So yeah. Let's go with the movies. Well, this week, compared to last week, we didn't watch a lot. We only watched actually one movie this week. And we started it on Monday. And we just ended it yesterday. That's how busy we are. We don't even have time to finish a freaking movie. But yeah, we watched Yesterday. It's on Netflix. It was trending on Netflix. That's why we wanted to watch it. So it's just new, like this year lang. And the girl, Jennifer, is like the bida, is like the main actress. She's also the girl from 13 going on 30. So yeah, she's great. She's an amazing actress. And it's okay, the movie's okay. It was a lot of things were going on, so yeah, it's okay lang. This week I started my internship, so I started last Tuesday. I had my onboard meeting last Tuesday, and I had a little work to do, and I finished them already. I'm still doing some. I'm just scheduling the post and making sure the dates are in sync with the posters and the social media captions and descriptions and all that. So that's my job as a social media manager intern, and it's going great. We had Manam yesterday. I didn't have Manam for a long time because, okay, Manam is good, but then they're very inconsistent. Like, there are times that their food is good, sometimes their food is but this time it was medyo okay naman. Of course, we got their famous sisig, which is so good. And yeah. We had Manam yesterday for dinner, and then for lunch naman yesterday we had Uncle Mo's. So Uncle Mo's is a resto in BF Aguirre, one of my fave shawarma places. I got beef shawarma. It was so good. Also, it's so cheap there, and very quality food pa. Actually, not super cheap. It's okay lang, but it's worth it. So I got beef shawarma on pita bread, and then my sister got beef kebab, and we got ox brain. We got 2 ox brain. It was so good. And for dessert, we had milk tea. Oh my gosh. It's like my first milk tea this year. Actually, no, it's not. I already had this year pala. Happy Lemon. Well, Happy Lemon was my go-to milk is my go-to milk tea. I was actually supposed to order Happy Lemon. But then my sister told me to try the Army Navy milk tea. So, it was my first time trying the Army Navy milk tea. It was okay lang. I got cookies and cream milk tea. I think it has cream cheese, yeah. And their drinks come with mason jar, so they don't use plastic cups like the usual milk tea cups. They use mason jar. And for the price, it's not so bad. Like, their small size is like $1.50. And it's already in the mason jar, so you get free mason jar pa. So that's cool. Yeah, I liked it. Will I order again? Maybe I can try some of their drinks naman soon. But yeah, I still love Happy Lemon for the win and chat time. What else? This week has been draining for me. I did a lot of internship work, schoolwork. Schoolwork is so draining this week. I don't know why. Grabe, we have a lot of projects. It's basically our project week and it's very stressful, especially research and creative nonfiction. So that was very sad. And also I have training pa. Nung Tuesday, in our training we had a mini competition, like for fun, and it was longest heel stretch and longest bow and arrow. But before I move on, let's take a break. Okay, so the first round is longest heel stretch. Second round is longest bow and arrow. And so there will be two winners. Whoever are the two winners of those rounds, of the two rounds, will get to skip a round of conditioning next week, Tuesday. Because we do three rounds of conditioning, like five exercises per round. And I get to skip a round. So that's very... It was a competitive competition amongst us. And yeah, what else? So I didn't win the first round, the longest heel stretch. I was like the third place lang. But then on the second round, the bow and arrow, I freaking won, guys. I think I also have an advantage. It's because when doing stunts, gymnastics, the heel stretch, splits, and all that, I'm a lefty. And our coach said, you can only do left side because that's the... When you're a flyer, you really have to do all those flexibility stuff on your left leg. So that's a given, and good lucky me, I'm a lefty when it comes to gymnastics and all those, so I had an advantage for that. Well, I know some also, but I freaking won, and I'm skipping a round of conditioning next week, so happy me. I'm so happy, and I needed it. I'm like a Lola. I can't move that much anymore. I have a massage bed here all the time. And I always lay down there, like, all the time. Every break I have, I make use of the time on my massage bed. And it's very useful. And, yeah, I think I'm ending my weekly recap here. And I'll see you guys, I'll talk to you guys next week, Monday. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Also, you can support me now on Anchor. You can there's a description box ko siya, but then when you support me, if you want lang, you can donate to a charity ka girl, but you can donate money to my podcast. I'm home pera, but yeah, you can donate money and you'll see their support. So when you see support, you have choices there. If you want to donate like $0.99 per month or like $4 per month. I don't know. But yeah, you can do that like every month. And yeah, support me. But yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye! Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey Podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. If you have any podcast suggestions or questions, send me an email at thefilipinajourney@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at IsaVeraCruz or Twitter at VeraCruzIsa. For more information, you may check down the description below. That's it, and goodbye.